Blog Talk Radio.
From the great state of Texas and beautiful downtown Honey Grove, it is the Richard Show, and I'm Richard Davey, your host, and thank you for listening today. I wanted to share a personal experience that I really want to see this grow and take a life of its own, and that's where you come in. By sharing, by letting other people know not only about the show and the content, it helps me grow my show, but more importantly, the ideas that are in the show that I think are worthy to be shared. Last night, we had the second meeting of what I started about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, called Junto or Gento, which is a meeting of sorts that Benjamin Franklin started in 1727. It was a philosophical meeting with the idea of coming together with people of like minds, I believe. It was a philosophical meeting on morals, issues of the day, and to discuss any business experiences that you might have. That's something our world is in desperate need of. I've said for a very long time that the way we do business is wrong. It's based on a model from the Industrial Revolution, and quite honestly, it's a twisted vision or view of how God intended for us to do business with one another. For example, you know, we just went through a series called The Titans of Industry. And during that, we revealed the Rockefeller family. And really, when you reveal that family and then really study how they became and the power and into the power that they did, you realize that they did it through trickery. That's a term you don't hear very often. Delusion and really deception. And that's wrong. That was a business model that would go forward and really teach a lot of other men. Deceive others, lie, cheat, steal, get whatever it is you got to do to get what you want. That is what they gave us. And it was a model that people refined over the years, adding propaganda, I'm talking about advertisement, and it's not the advertisement alone. I think we should dissect that and look at that and let you know that it's not just the idea of advertising, because advertising is important. You've got to get your news out. You've got to get your whatever it is that you're making that would help other people and give their lives relief and be better for them. You have to get that out some. Word of mouth, I think that still is a huge part of the process, but now we have advertisement and advertisements. And advertisements are good as long as they're not perverted. And certain words and certain posturing and certain subliminal, you've heard that term, subliminal messages. These are messages that we receive from sources such as advertisement. And really that gets deep and we'll stay with advertising today. But the idea behind it is to deceive you. To use certain levels of advertising at lower tones and things that you can't hear or pictures that kind of go by so fast that you didn't quite get it, but your brain did. It took a picture of it. And that helps form that opinion that you might have of that product, service, or life in general. they could convince you in these advertisements to see things differently. That's the deception. That's what's wrong. That's what's very negative that has now been added to the mix of business. And today we find acceptable and normal. But I contend that probably back in Benjamin's time, back in the early 1700s, in the founding of this country, that people probably were truer to each other, and that deception probably wasn't refined, where there are people out there probably that did not necessarily always tell the truth, possibly. But I think back then people were people. They were true to each other because they needed each other. They needed each other more. And maybe with this modern day inconveniences, we're convinced that we don't. So we continue this behavior, and that's what it is, that is wrong. And so when I started Gentle, the idea behind Gentle, or Gentle, I think we're going to call it Gentle, there's been an issue about that, how to pronounce that. Anyway, Gento is the word we're going to use. And Gento, again, is a meeting of philosophical ideas of the day. And one of the things I'm going to be getting into in the future is how we do business during these meetings to refine that so I can bring that to you in a way that is understandable and concise and to the point. And I believe that the idea behind it of doing business differently, what I want to call morally and better, it's not rocket science. Really, I think God intended for us to do business with one another in a truthful manner. In a manner that would better not only ourselves, but those individuals that we do business with. And so, in the future, I'm going to be developing a curriculum, if you will, what it means to do business biblically and why it's important to do business that way. And I think we've gotten to a point in this life where we don't trust anybody, we don't believe anybody. It's hard, isn't it? I think it's time to get back to truth, not only with each other, but with our businesses. And I think, you know, when you think about that, there are little businesses that are doing that, small businesses that are doing that. And I'm talking about the farmers market. These people that go to the, and that's just one example, but the farmers market are people that are gathering together in a certain area. Prior to that, though, they're doing the hard work. They're planting the seed. They're growing and harvesting. Market for you and I to enjoy, not only in the beautiful colors that come out of that, but in the wholeness and the goodness of what God had given them through their work to us in the form of fruits and vegetables. Things that we desperately need to survive. We're learning that our food supply today has been co-opted by chemical companies. We've been deceived once again by business, by the practice of business. That's not correct. That's not right. We have to change that. I get in interesting ideological arguments all the time regarding that very issue online. There are times and days that I'll hit certain posts only to find people that are convinced, been lied to, deceived, that, for example, in food, the genetically modified organisms, the genetically engineered seed that chemicals being sprayed built into these crops today, but then also sprayed in massive quantity on them is acceptable and good. Well, I disagree with that idea, and I always try to educate. I don't, you know, today, you get attacked if you don't agree with people. And I believe that that's a mechanism that's in every one of us, unless we are enlightened, unless we have new information that I propose I'll be bringing in the future to you to help you understand it. Well, let's just say that it's information that you can use and apply. And when you do, a lot of times you'll quiet those naysayers if you're backed up by truth and fact. And that's all I use. And it's interesting when I respond, which is positive, reacting is negative. When you respond to these people on these posts, on Facebook and other areas, with facts and truth, they largely go dark. They go silent. You don't hear any more from them. Oh, there might be another challenger that'll come in and say, "Oh, but your source is not of our accepted science-based support." In other words, it hasn't been run through the mill of the intelligentsia, the science community that is a very controlled community today. It wasn't at one time. There used to be free thinkers in there. Today, it's controlled by the institutions and those tenured, which they've perverted that. They're the tenured professors, teachers. Let's keep them where they need to be. Professors are great. That's great, you know. And I suppose if you work to get there, oh, there's glory in that. But they're teachers, aren't they? Jesus came to earth to teach. He could have paraded that he was the greatest teacher of all time, but he didn't. He gave that glory to God. And I concur. So, as we go forward in the show and these gentle meetings, I want to share with you what I'm learning so you can learn. And that when you get into a argument, that's the attorney's word for a conversation, and people don't agree with you, you can better explain yourself and perhaps challenge them that maybe they've been misinformed. There's nothing more better than to see a neighbor, a friend, or even a person that you've never met, work through and come out the other side on truth. Maybe they were deceived, they were wrong in their thinking, and they worked through that, and you helped them do that. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I want you to continue to share and like and do those things that help me grow the show. In order to get this information out in today's mathematical world of computers, we have to communicate that through sharing and liking. Thank you for listening to the show. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you again Saturday. Talk to you soon.